on this episode of Counting Cars. Oh, dude, check this out.
It's a 1973 Volkswagen thing. They fetch a pretty penny, dude.
Really?
Don't you scare people when you do this?
Tell her that you just really want to buy it.
I really want to buy your car. She's dialing 911 right now, dude. Exactly. I know she is.
Boss, how's it feeling?
Man, it feels just like a 1976 motorhome should.
How's it feel back there?
This thing's got some giddy up.
Yeah.
I am loving this big old motorhome. Oh, dude, 72 Cuda. I think a $20,000 offer would be reasonable.
I'm sure you'd think that.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Well, I'm glad to get to see you today, man. We don't get to see each other very often, man.
Oh, I know, dude. Just work.
How's the rest of the gang doing?
Everyone's doing good. Corey's doing good. Chum's going good.
Good.
It's been a long time since Rick and I have gotten together, so I figured I'd take my old friend and favorite customer out to lunch and do a little catching up.
I love the car, though, dude.
Thanks, brother, man. I just got this car.
You're an addict?
Absolutely. I'm truly an addict. This is 65 Fleetwood Brougham. It's even 4 inches bigger than the Sedan DeVille. It's a monster.
What kind of fuel does this thing take? Like baby seal blood or orphan tears?
It's bone marrow from the American Eagle. Oh, dude, check this out. That's cool, man.
It's my first car, dude.
Are you serious?
It's a 1973 Volkswagen thing.
You never see those on the road, man.
They fetch a pretty penny, dude.
Really? Well, I got an idea, man. You and I, see if we can't catch up with it.
She's gone now.
Dude, how fast can that go?
Not fast, dude, I remember.
Dude, check it out, man. You should have another thing.
I would love to have another thing.
Well, then let's get this one.
Don't you scare people when you do this?
Let's find out.
All I know, dude, is if I saw someone pull up next to me in a 65 Cadillac with a wigana on, I would get scared.
Oh, is she turning? She's turning. Perfect. So, dude, here's what you want to do, man. Don't want to scare it. Keep it real cool. It's all about the car.
Okay. Take a shot.
Hey, I really like your car.
I used to have one
just like this. This is like the first car I ever owned.
Yeah.
Just let me talk to you about it for 2 minutes. Sure?
You're scaring her, Rick.
Of course I'm scaring her. Look what car I'm in.
It's not the car, man. All right, you got to try this again. Tell her that you just really want to talk to her about maybe buying it.
I really want to buy your car. I got cash.
Five minutes.
She's dialing 911 right now, dude. Exactly. I know she is.
She's pulling over. Here's what we got to do. It's a girl all by herself. Keep your hands in plain sight. Real cool. All right,
this is weird, dude.
Come on, let's do this.
I have to reevaluate who I hang out with.
How you doing? Thanks for stopping. It's just something that you just don't see. I'm a car guy. I own a shop here in town. I'm Danny, by the way.
Hi.
What you got?
I have my
Mace. Oh, you got Mace on? No. Hey, I promise you, it's not like that. I'm Danny. This is Rick.
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. This is really, really cool. The VW thing has got to be the perfect name because there's no other way to describe it. It looks like a dumpster on wheels. It's so ugly, it's cool. The thing was developed in Germany in the late 1960s and arrived in the U.S. in 1973. Only 2 years later, importation was suspended because the thing didn't meet safety regulations. The front seat was deemed too close to the windshield. Only 25,000 made it into the country, so finding one is a real treat these days. Would you ever consider selling it?
I don't know. This is the first time anybody's offered to buy it.
I'll give you $5,000 for it.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's worth more than that.
Would you take 55?
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm really starting to dig this as I'm standing here looking at it, man.
This is my first car, dude.
I know. I've never had one, though.
I just want the car because it brings back a lot of childhood memories. My dad bought it in 1973, brand new. And when I was 16, I got it. Drove it for a good year until I more or less destroyed it. I'll give you six.
I'll give you 65.
I'll give you 66.
I'll give you 67.
68.
These two guys pull me over, and then they just bidding against each other. It was really weird.
I give you $7,000 cash.
Well, I'm done.
What do you think?
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You rock.
Are you really going to buy my high school car?
I didn't plan on this, man. It just happened. I'm literally right down the road. If you want to meet me at my shop, I got money waiting for you.
Okay.
Awesome. So I scored the 73 Volkswagen thing, and I pulled it out from underneath Rick, because what I want to do, I want to fix this thing up, make it beautiful, and I'm going to make sure that Rick gets this car in the long run. He's a dear friend of mine, and I absolutely love him. But until I can surprise him, I really like watching him squirm.
So, get me all excited about it, and then just pull the rug out from underneath me.
I thought you'd be happy for me.
I am happy for you, man.
You don't seem very happy. I got a thought. We're not too far away from somebody.
Who?
It's a place where we've done good before, believe it or not. There was something there that you actually liked as well.
Oh, you going to Gordon's house?
Going to Gordon's
house. Oh, my God, Danny.
My buddy Gordon is like the Dr. Frankenstein of cars. You never know what kind of monster he's working on. Two engines, four blowers. Gordon, you have lost your mind, and I love it. I hope you never find it. What's up, Gordon?
Benny.
Good to see you, my man.
Kevin.
How are you, sir? Hope we're not bothering you.
Not at all.
We were cruising in the zone, and we figured we'd come see what you were up to, man. Can we wander around your yard?
All right, let's go.
Awesome. Let's take a peek, man. Gordon's garage is like a drug den for car addicts just like me. So far, I've only been able to buy a dune buggy from him, but today, I'm gonna see if I can't pry one of his babies out of his hands. I had ulterior motives. I wanted to come see this 69 Corvette again.
Oh, yeah, right.
I can't wait for you to sell me this car.
Keep dreaming.
Think of the money that you're gonna save by not restoring
it. I never thought of it like that.
See, exactly, man.
Yeah, I'm still on
this. Just promise me you won't sell it to anybody else until you call me.
You get first choice.
That's fair enough. At least I know it'll be here. It just makes me crazy to know it's sitting here. Oh, dude, 72 Plymouth Cuda. Man, it looks brand new in here.
Yeah, complete restoration.
What's something like this worth, Gordon?
Anything from 45 to 65,000.
Speaking of picking something up.
No, not for sale.
Get you a job at a burlesque show, man, because you tease so good. Save me the heartache from going from car to car and just tell me, what would you sell?
Well, I'll tell you what. Come with me.
I got something. Are you just teasing me with this one?
I think this one's got Danny written all over it.
73 Mustang. I like these body styles. The fact that it's a convertible, mm-hmm. You know, they always say, you know, when the top goes down, the price goes up. On April 16th, 1964, Ford introduced their new Ford Mustang in a way that couldn't be ignored. They aired a commercial simultaneously on all three major television networks. It was 9:30 p.m., and all of America saw it. The next day, people attacked their Ford dealers and demanded the car. Ford sold 22,000 units on the first day alone. The Mustang solidified a spot in automotive history that day, and it's been a hit ever since. Ah, yeah. 351.
Yep. 351 Cleveland. Does run.
This is cool. I'm liking this, Gordon. I'm liking this. I'm scared to ask, though.
How about 55?
Man, I was really kind of hoping it would be more around in the 35 range. Would you do four?
How about we go 45, and we got a deal.
You're on.
Got it? Cheers, mate.
I think I'm lightheaded right now. I didn't think I would ever get Gordon to sell me a car. He's a bit of a hoarder, like myself. I hope this one's in really good shape. I got so excited I didn't really examine it as well as I should have, but an old Mustang with a 351 Cleveland in it, that could be a dream car. We are going to make you super bad. Oh, man, this isn't good. Look at this, man. I knew we had some rust issues, but I didn't know they were this bad.
If we go over 20,000, we'll never get our money back.
Here she is.
Yes, man, in all of her glory. A little while ago, Kevin and I scored a 1973 Mustang from an old friend and fellow car hoarder, Gordon. I dig this car a lot, but now it's time to take this thing completely apart and see what I'm working with here, because I want to make sure that I bring out this car's total wicked badassness.
What kind of budget are we looking at here?
We're just going to keep this plain and simple because we're flipping this. Get it done for 20 grand or under.
Let's take a look underneath of it for a minute. Definitely want to pull the wheels off and want to check the brakes and stuff. That's cool. It looks pretty good under here, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. I mean, we've got some rust issues because of the way that this top's been ripped up and things have rotted down in here. And this, oh man, this isn't good. This whole back half of this quarter is just shot. I mean, seriously, look at this, man. I knew we had some rust issues, but I didn't know they were this bad.
Can we just replace this here, or do we have to replace this whole corner?
Gotta have it blasted and see how high it goes first.
Absolutely.
It may go all the way up to the top.
I think if we go over 20,000, we'll never get our money back.
I think we can keep it inside 20, don't you guys think? Yeah. That should be safe.
So you guys will keep me informed of where we're at and what we're doing here?
I don't think that's out of line.
Cool, brother.
Cool, Kev.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay.
Appreciate it, bro.
You got it.
All right, guys, check this out. I'm taking this up to another level. You don't need to know that. Scott don't need to know that. You guys know what I want. We're gonna beef up this motor. We're gonna swap this trans out for an overdrive trans. Let's put some 373 positive traction in it. Then I got a car that corners, that stops, that goes bad. This thing is gonna be spectacular. Huge flipping potential. I'm doing this thing upright, giving it all of the bells and whistles so I can sell this thing for a big price or a sweet profit. Right here, guys.
You know this ain't gonna be no $20,000, right?
I know. If anybody asks any questions, play dumb, send them my way. Man, I am on a roll. First, I scored that VW thing that everybody's cranking on right now to get ready for Rick's big surprise. Then I scored that 1973 Mustang. Now I've got an appointment with a guy who's got an old RV that I gotta say I am truly interested in. I gotta stop buying cars someday, but not today.
Wow, that thing's aerodynamic.
Brother man, it's the 70s all over again.
Wow.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Nice. You must be David.
Yes, sir.
David, I'm Danny.
Danny.
This is Kevin.
Kevin?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Wow, man.
What the hell is this?
David, this is Scott. Scott, this is David.
David selling this?
Yes, he
is. Oh, no, no, David, come stand right here next to me. Selling it to who?
I'm looking at this motorhome, man. And when I was a kid, Dad had a motorhome. And we used to go all around the country in a motorhome.
All I hear is blah, 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 money being spent.
This is a piece of American history.
Are you trying to tell me this is the Cadillac or 76 of RVs?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I don't really like you no more, David.
Absolutely,
that
man.
Piece, we're going to have to buy it.
These FMC motorhomes first hit the American highways in 1973. At 29 feet long and 8 feet wide, these were truly rolling homes. In fact, they cost the same as an average house at that time at 54 grand. When the energy crisis hit in the mid-70s, the market for these mobile land yachts dried up. FMC suspended production after making only 1,000 of them. Oh, let's take a peek, man. Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Holy smokes.
Hey, Danny, I don't think you can buy it. It doesn't look like 70s in here. There's no purple. There's no shag. You can't buy this.
Oh, I can fix all that, brother.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice, but how much?
He's asking 22.
Okay.
Which isn't a bad price.
Have you test drove it?
No, not yet.
Are you going to? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody that knows me knows I love the 70s. And this rig is a big, beautiful reminder of my favorite era. It also reminds me of the good old days when I got to tour the country in an old motorhome with my dad. I know I've been spending a lot lately, but I gotta tell you, unless Dave is asking for something like six figures for this rig, I am buying it.
They don't make them like this anymore.
You guys sitting down?
Yes, Poppy. Let me know when we get to the carnival.
Zero to 25 in less than 10.
That ain't bad.
Boss, how's it feeling?
Man, it feels just like a 1976 motorhome should. How's it feel back there?
Just a little noisy, that's all.
Noisy? That's not noise, that's music. Man, I am loving this big old motorhome. She looks right, she drives right, she feels right. Man, I'm having a hard time controlling myself right now. I don't know how I'm gonna keep my poker face when Dave and I go to discuss business. I like this, but I don't want to go a dime more than 18 grand on this. You guys go cut the deal. I will pay too much. I already know that. Go cut a deal for me.
I can't believe that Danny loves the vehicle so much that he has Scott and I bidding on it. He really does have a problem. You were looking for how much?
It was advertised at 22.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. Let's just cut to the short so I don't waste your time. And I was thinking about 15 grand.
That'd be very, very bottom.
Was that work?
Will you go 17?
Let's do this. I'll give you 16 grand right now. You sign the title over and we'll get you where you need to be.
Okay.
Great. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Sweet. I'm psyched that Dave came down a little bit on his price so that I can keep this big, beautiful motorhome, because this is something that I really, really, really wanted. I am truly stoked about this.
Welcome home, welcome home, welcome home.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, man?
You came by to tease me with it?
I figured you would like this, bro.
Well, I would have liked it if you didn't steal it out from under me.
My guys are cranking away trying to wrap their heads around this crazy VW thing that I bought as a special surprise gift from my good buddy Rick Harrison. Meanwhile, today is the day that I'm going to unveil that 1973 Mustang that I bought from Gordon a while back. We've put a ton of love into it. This car is absolutely amazing. I want Gordon to be the first person to see this car in the Dunn column. He likes to drop in on me and show off his stuff, so I'm going to drop in on him and show him just how cool this car came out.
Where's Danny?
Danny's here. We just had a little surprise for you.
You got my Mustang, don't you?
I'm not saying a word. Come on.
Well, let's go and have a look and see what you got.
Here he comes. Now wait till you see this thing. It is so gorgeous.
Damn. I knew you were going to put some stripes on it. I knew you were going to put some stripes on it. Holy
What's up, Gordon?
What are you doing in my car?
Man, this 1973 Mustang was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work. We gave this thing a wicked paint job, all new interior. We put a sweet new exhaust system, tweaked out all the mechanicals on this thing. We added huge wheels and tires, and it just gives it a real macho stance. She is bad to the bone.
It's awesome.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man.
I don't care what they say about you. You do some okay work.
I'm trying to keep up with you, man.
Did you do something with the fenders?
Yeah, too? Man. We flared them on all four corners. It's all steel, handmade fender flares.
Well, you got the Shelby tail lights.
I put the whole 1968
Damn.
Shelby tail
section. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Should I come back?
See, I'm glad I brought it over here, man. I wanted you to see it first because you remember what it was, and you're as nuts about cars as I am.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Whatever I sold it to you, I forget exactly how much it was.
I think it was $4,500.
I'll double it.
Gordon has absolutely flipped out over this Mustang, and that means a lot to me because, you see, Gordon, he's just as a psychotic, crazy car guy as I am, so I know if this man's digging it, I hit the mark right on the button. I have no doubt I'm gonna find the right buyer at the price I'm looking for. But I'm in no rush. I don't mind keeping her in my personal collection, at least for a little while. I'm stopping by the pawn shop today to show Rick this Volkswagen thing that he thinks I snagged out from under him.
Are you really gonna buy my high school car?
I didn't plan on this, man. It just happened. Actually, we've been working like mad on it to get it in mint condition for him. You see, I want this thing to be 10 times better than the thing that he drove back in the day. You see, Rick's getting married soon, and I can't wait to see the look on his face when I tell him that this Volkswagen thing is a gift from me to him. Sup, Rick?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
How are you, my man?
Doing good, man.
I get to come through the front door this time. I don't think I've ever seen this part of the shop. I'm always, you know, the guy that you keep out in the alley. How's business?
Business is good. Life is good. About to get married.
Awesome, dude. I heard about that getting married thing. It's about time.
Okay.
Actually, in all honesty, I did come down because I got something I want to show you.
Okay, what do you got?
It's a car. I figured you would dig it.
All right.
You got it? You got a couple?
Bring it in the warehouse so we don't got to deal
around
with it.
Around back?
Yeah.
I'm going to run around back right now.
Danny wants me to look at a car. I don't know why. Usually I call him to look at a car. I mean, he's just being a little weird. But, you know, it's Danny, so what the hell? Oh, my God.
What do you think, man?
So you came by to tease me with it?
I figured you would like this, bro.
Well, I would have liked it if you didn't steal it out from under me.
I didn't steal nothing.
So you just sort of came over to rub it in my face?
I wouldn't say rub it in your face. I just wanted to show off to you because we put a lot of work into it since the last time you saw it, man.
Yeah.
And I just...
No, I love these. I've always been into Volkswagens.
Dude, this one drives awesome. Walk around this thing, man. Look at this thing with me, man. She's beautiful. All this powder coating, the new paint job. Custom made these fenders with a nice roll to them. New top. You see this interior?
Oh.
I just really needed to know that I got a thumbs up from you on this, man. So have I got thumbs up on this?
Yeah, it's a really cool car.
And I'm glad you dig it, because you're getting married. I wanted to say congratulations in the right way. This is yours.
Really, dude?
This is my wedding present from me to you. I love you.
I don't know what to say, man. I just, Oh, I love you, man. I'm going to make her love it.
You're going to make her love your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's one thing I want to bring up.
What's that?
Yeah, I was talking to Deanna, and she was talking...
Oh, okay. I'm nervous.
Do you want to marry us?
Brother, I would be honored. You know I'm an ordained minister.
I got one condition.
Uh-oh.
Sleeveless tux.
Are you serious? Dude, you are so on.
Let's go drive it.
All right. I know I need to make money for the business, but my instincts have gotten me this far, and I can tell you my instincts aren't going to change. Rick, he deserves an awesome gift for his wedding. Naturally, it's going to be a car, but it's going to be a sentimental car, something that talks to his heart. Now you got to take your beautiful bride in your high school sweetheart car and go to the drive-ins or something like you did back.
Oh, yeah, we're going to take this thing out cruising. I love it.
Now, Scott and Kevin, they may wish I changed my ways, but that's just not going to happen. I love cars, and I need cars, and I sell cars so that I can buy cars. I know I got a problem, and I hope it never changes.